Topic 5.11, it's quadrat chucking time. Here's a practical bit that you need to know about. Describe how to carry out a study on the ecology of a habitat to produce valid and reliable data, including the use of quadrats and transects to assess abundance and distribution of organisms, and the measurement of abiotic factors such as solar energy input, climate, topography, oxygen availability, and edaphic factors. Okay, so there are ways that we can estimate populations. If you've got plants or animals that don't move around much, so things like barnacles or limpets, then you can use quadrats and transects. Okay, it's quite easy there. You plug your quadrat down and you count what's in it. You can't do that with animals because you try and chuck a quadrat over a rabbit, it's going to run away. So instead you have to use mark, release, recapture. And that's a little bit out with the specification here. Mark, release, recapture, you have to assume your study population is closed. So no birth, death, immigration or emigration between your first and second visits. So N, the total population size, equals the total number of animals captured and marked on the first visit, multiplied by the total number of animals captured on the second visit, divided by the number of animals captured on the first visit that were then recaptured on the second visit. Make sure that you, if you're going to do that, that you try and at least find a couple of animals that you've been marked, that you've marked on the first visit, on your second visit, otherwise you end up with an infinite population of whatever it is. Quadrats. You can use quadrats in a number of different ways. You can use it to estimate the density, the number of organisms per area. You can use it to estimate the percentage frequency, so the number of quadrats in which the species is present. Or you can use it to estimate percentage cover, so the percentage area in the quadrat that's been covered by those particular species. Okay. You usually end up using 0.25 square meter quadrats, so that's 0.5 by 0.5. You may wish to divide them up into smaller sections, which makes it easier to count the numbers. Now with quadrats, what you're looking at there is the distribution in a given area. So you're usually going to be quite random with how you're sampling. That doesn't mean just flinging the quadrats anywhere, that would be a health and safety issue there. But you need to get into some situation or some way and method of randomising this. And I've suggested things like sort of going through people's phone numbers or random number selectors to decide which direction you're going to walk, how many paces, then turn again and walk a number of places then, and then put your quadrat down. Okay. Transects, you can use line transects if you've got fairly high diversity or high abundance areas. You just put your tape measure down and then you measure at given spots along your tape measure what organism you got at each point. Okay, that's usually going to be looking from a particular place, maybe it's a path or a pond or somewhere or hedge to somewhere else. So you're looking at the distribution as you move from point X to point Y. Belt transects are more useful if you're looking at less diversity or less abundance of organisms, and you'd put a transect down and then you'd use a quadrat to help you figure out the width of your transect, and you'd probably do placed quadrats along each transect and then counting the percentage and looking at how that percentage distribution decreases or increases as you move away from the point of interest. You can do massive belt transects that you peg out using tape measures. Okay, but those are the main methods you're going to be using. You need to make sure that you have considered sunlight levels, so you can use a light meter. Be careful when you're doing it on cloudy days and days with patchy sunshine. Soil moisture levels, make sure you bung your soil meter down at the same distance each time. pH could be more useful to measure, and you just need to record these and take a number of different readings so you can back up your reliable data.